Okay, we talked about this last year when it took place, when Anoka became the first city in the state to create this drinking district, where in their downtown, there are parameters where if you're leaving a bar or restaurant, you're allowed during certain times of the day, and it's also seasonal, that you can drink. I say bravo. I don't think this is the ruination of society. So now Stillwater and Shakopee are also going to launch their social districts. I think if you have downtowns, when was it, 3-4 weeks ago, whenever we talked about cities in the state outside of just the obvious, Minneapolis, St. Paul, where they have good downtowns, where you have enough restaurants and businesses, where you could set that up. I'm all for this. If it ends up backfiring, you can always reevaluate. I know some people are going to be worried about, you know, what sort of belligerence is going to happen, and conflicts might happen. They're not already happening in bars. It's going to be that chaotic and dangerous if you've got a mile area where there's a lot going on and you're able to bring a drink with you. Bring it on for me.
So you want to turn every small town with a nice downtown in Minnesota into Bourbon Street.
That's
where you're at.
It's gonna
hurricanes for everyone. Yeah, that's what Chad
says.
It's
going to be just like New Orleans. Well, and also, you know where I said in Bourbon Street is gross.
That's apparently what you want.
That's
here.
That's not what I want.
That's what I'm hearing.
I don't think Nevis is going to turn into Bourbon Street. Just a hunch.
You know what I call it? Slippery slope.
Yeah. Okay.
Slippery slope.
I detest most slippery slopes, and so I'm for this. You are also, right, when you're not joking?
I don't care too much. I really don't see why it's incredibly necessary. I mean, I guess
business.
Bring
more people there.
If it's a nice summer day, you want to walk the
street
and hold your drink versus having to sit in a bar and then leave.
I mean, your town.
I guess, but
your town doesn't have a downtown.
No, we don't.
My town does not have a downtown. Plymouth does not have a downtown. Hoity-toity Wayzata, they got a downtown.
They got themselves a downtown.
On the Rise Hopkins. Downtown. There's plenty of downtowns. It has to fit.
Sure.
But I'm for it. You're thinking it's really not. Are you going to say it's not worth the potential risks? Or it's just not going to bring that many more people?
I don't think it's really a big deal either way. I don't think there's that many more potential risks. Like all of a sudden people are going to be just sitting in the bars and have one. No, I'm done because I can't walk outside. No, you're not going to stand outside and get loaded on 10 drinks. And if you get loaded on 10 drinks inside a bar, you're going to walk outside and you're going to be belligerent without a drink in your hand.
Okay. If you are a Anoka, a Stillwater, Shakopee, part of you, not all of you, but part of you is competing with Minneapolis and St. Paul, the more options, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now if you're telling people they can enhance their experience to some level, I'm not doing this for the let's go with this term, the drunkards.
So I'm hearing.
I'm going for the folks who on a day like this, when it's 68 and it's a place that doesn't have a patio and doesn't have huge windows, and they prefer the Chad Hartman house walking. But now they're forced to settle for 70 degrees walking, and they can have a old fashioned in their hand.
I think there's enough people that might also say, you know what? I don't want to be around alcohol out as I'm walking the town. What have we heard about the last few years? Mocktails are the big, going dry. It's a big deal now. A lot of people are cutting back on alcohol.
Have your mocktail out there then. That's fine.
Maybe you can have your mocktail out there right now.
All right, what do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Credit to NPR. Saw this story about a number of driving proposals. So I want you to text me if you're intrigued about the downtown social district drinking areas, where you stand. You can text away. But also some of these driving situations where they're going to look at this one, this Terry Steyer from Belle Plaine, running stoplights, speeding, the highways are insane. Hopefully the public is fed up with it. Individual was a law enforcement officer for 23 years. Last 4 years, chief of Belle Plaine. Thank you. Trying to boost the penalty for drivers who flee police from 3 up to 5 years in prison. You want to push back on that one?
I do not.
I'm not going to be the one to push back on that one. You're fleeing police. Significant punishment should be allowed. Also, others. There is a proposal from Governor Walz, where at least he's looking at this one more than others, where he's recommended that drivers caught going more than 35 miles an hour above the speed limit get their license revoked for 6 months. You know how far you have to go over the speed limit now to just automatically get your license revoked? More than 100 miles per hour.
More than 100 over?
No, zooming at more than 100 miles per hour.
Okay. So Jordan Addison territory.
Yeah. Get out of here. If you're 35 miles over the limit and they pull you over, if they take it from me for 12 months, I'm fine with that. Again,
if doing this is 90 and a 55, we're talking.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you can lose your license for a time.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That is fine. Also, looking at DWIs, and some of this is tied to that horrifying story at Park Tavern in St. Louis Park, where we're looking at stricter penalties and requiring longer use of breathalyzers for those with multiple DUIs. How many times have I talked about this over the years? Where some of these individuals, Dave, are so derelict in their responsibility that they can get 8, 9, 10 DUIs and they don't have a license. They don't care. Okay, but you also see ones who have the 7, 8, 9 DWIs, and you know what they have? A license. How? So if we get to a point, and I'm fine with 2, where breathalyzer is an option or more restrictions become an option, I'm fine with it. We are way too soft on the number of folks who are driving while are intoxicated. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who've made that mistake. I'm not saying I've been flawless my entire life, but we have so many options out there. And we have some who might rarely make that mistake, and it still could kill somebody. So I'm not condoning that in any way. We also have others who do it so many times and will get their license back, or others who do it even though they don't have a license, and we're not punishing them enough. So give me a driving situation, a blatant violation of law where the punishment needs to be stronger. We've given you a few from this story. You want to chime in on something we've offered up? You can. You want to chime in another idea? And also, where do you stand on more cities where they have some level of a downtown for minimum, what, 3-4 blocks, would you say, for this to even be a factor?
Yeah.
Where they're going to get this social district where you can take a beer or a drink outside. And they're going to have a limited amount of time and maybe seasonally. You think it makes sense? It's worth it? It makes the city more attractive, or it's not worth the potential hassles? Multiple topics for you to discuss tied to the laws in this state. You know how to track us down, including a phone call. 651-461-9226. Darusha in the house. We got the combo of law conversations here, Jason. We have other cities joining Anoka in the social district, walking from restaurant to pub, having a cocktail.
Who's joining?
Stillwater and Shakopee. My point is, if you have a downtown
right? Yeah.
Where it works, say go for it.
Why not?
This guy's worried about all the things that can happen.
It's slippery slope.
Yeah. Give me a break.
He's in his.
You want every town to be Bourbon Street in Minnesota. It's fine. Yeah.
I mean, most of these are going to flop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Sounds like you're hopeful of that. Big Minneapolis, that's what you're for.
We going to Shakopee, everybody? Like, give me a break. Like, come on. But, like, should Stillwater have it? Yes.
Jason DeRussia hates Shakopee.
Yeah, I've always been more of a Lakeville guy myself, if I got to pick a suburb.
Shakopee.
In the south.
Lose my number, that's Jason right. says. Wyzetta has the new Lake Walk. It would be perfect. Wyzetta's situation is very good.
Yeah.
It works out.
Get a drink at Sixth Smith. Yeah. Try not to fall off the lake walk.
That's the problem. There is sort of a lake right there.
Yeah.
So if you want the element of fear and danger.
I like that.
Have water around.
I like that. Let's make it
fun. We're also talking driving and further enforcement. Mm. A number of laws being debated. Among the folks sending text.
We love laws.
I'm pro laws.
The better. Keep them coming.
You don't care on the Tesla. We found that out a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. At least $500 more or $1,000 more might make people think for distracted driving.
No.
How much would the punishment have to be to get people to change their behavior?
$50,000.
It might be right, honestly.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I don't think it changes.
Let's go to Trickster, my friend Trickster. How are you, sir?
How are you, Chad? I'll keep this brief. What you're saying about the multiple DUIs and that, when I hear stories like that, I go, how does this get uncontrolled with individuals or so many people like that? It just floors me how you have instances like that. One of the things I'm noticing more and more when I'm on the road is distracted driving and people on cell phones and driving in the middle of the lane on a freeway 45 miles an hour. And I go, what is this person? Is the person old? What? And that, and I look, they're on the phone and they're looking around.
Yeah. So, they're paying no attention.
That's something you really, really got to clamp down on.
Exactly.
I'll let you go.
I'll see you soon, my brother. Here's someone defending Shakopee, unlike Jason, who I think called for Iowa to take control. Hundreds go to Shakopee for rhythm on the rails Wednesday night in the summer.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be a good place for it, I suppose.
Now he's backpedaling. Now he's rallying.
Mr. Shakopee.
Now he's running for the mayor of Shakopee.
Bringing up relevant information that is correct, and I'm honoring that.
Increase
just like I backpedaled on the whole the Tesla thing.
Oh, did you reverse?
Well, when it turns out that Mary Moriarty freaking charged someone else for keying a coworker's car.
Thank you. So in other words,
I was wrong.
Chad was right.
Backpedal. I was wrong. You were right.
Thank you. Did you get that? Does he need to say that again?
I missed it.
Wow.
Can't save it, what with the music underneath the lights.
Too tough.
Editing. Too bad.
Well, Jason's got his hard chain on. He has not given up on the wild bandwagon.
Big puck guy.
In other words, he's looking for two more tickets for tomorrow night.